This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm super excited about the guest that we have today, Jesse Cole. You might have seen him around. See, I saw him before I even knew him, and I know him a little bit now, but I actually saw the things he was doing and the splash he was making in his world and the attention that was happening around him. I said, I got to interview this guy. This is somebody that our audience needs to meet and needs to hear from. And after that, I had the opportunity to get to know him better, and now we're even in the same mastermind together, which is just beyond cool. Jesse's the owner of Fans First Entertainment. He owns and operates the Savannah Bananas and the Gastonia Grizzlies, and their teams welcomed more than 1 million fans to their ballpark. You've seen them on MSNBC, CNN, ESPN. Jesse, welcome to our Business Leadership Series show.
Yeah, pumped to be here, Dad.
What's next for you? What have you yet? And this doesn't have to be a serious question, but is there something on your bucket list that you have yet to do that just is something interesting that you want to do still?
You know, I get asked bucket list questions, and it's funny. It's like, you know, I want to travel the world. I want to jump out of an airplane. It's all that stuff. You know, I guess I'm very, you know, I'm focused with what we're doing in the sense, bucket list, I don't think crazy things. I think about impact. You know, one big change that we've made in our business, and one of our employees pretty much brought it up, said, Jesse, we still talk about money. We still talk about dollars. And I said, you're right. So we changed it. We focus solely on impact. We keep track of how many people we're impacting, not the dollars. So how many people we impact that come to the ballpark, how many people we impact online. And so for me, it's not bucket list, but I want to figure out how we can impact millions of people and how we can spread this, because it is such personal fulfillment when I see thousands of people having the time of their life and smiling and coming together and hugging and taking selfies. So I know bucket list, it's very easy to say those crazy things, but I want to be able to spread what we're doing worldwide. And that's what we talk about. We always do the worldwide. We always say that now, but that's what me and bringing this new director of fun on, we're thinking about how we can do that. So I know that maybe it wasn't the direction you wanted to go, but that's really what we're focusing on.
I love it. I had no agenda. I love to hear whatever your honest thoughts are. So that's great to hear. Hey, let's talk about the book for a minute before you go. I want to respect your time. Tell me a little bit about your book, Find Your Yellow Tux, and what can readers expect when they engage with this book?
100%. It shares the journey on how to be successful by standing out. And I share my personal journey and talk about Walt Disney and Bill Veeck, one famous baseball owner, as well as P.T. Barnum. But it was driven by driving to work, going to the ballpark with no traffic, and then seeing on the other direction, going into Charlotte, bumper to bumper traffic. And every single day I was watching as these people are bumper to bumper traffic, working the 9 to 5, and I'm going my own way, going to work at a ballpark. And I was like, how have I been able to create this and actually have unbelievable joy and fulfillment and excitement every day? And I was able to map that journey and share how you can really, you know, create your own path and stand out in business. And I talk about a lot of great, you know, crazy ideas like creating the attention and obviously the fans first environment. But, you know, I feel a lot of people, you know, they're living by the expectations of others and not creating exactly what they want in their life. And that's what the book's about. Definitely a journey. It was a long, as you know, as an author, it takes a long time to put it together. But I've been blown away by the response. And what's been really interesting to me, as much I've heard from young entrepreneurs, I'm hearing from retired individuals and people at the end of their work life talking about, wow, I wish I read this 20 or 30 years ago. I would have looked at things so much differently. And I think that's really, that inspires me. And hopefully they'll be able to make some changes later in their life.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.